When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking phone addiction to the curb. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Today we're diving into something that feels like it's creeping up on all of us these days: technology-induced stress and anxiety. Ever feel like your mind is a constant whirlwind of notifications, deadlines, and social media updates? You know that feeling when you close your eyes to relax, but your brain keeps replaying every unanswered email or that embarrassing comment from last week? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, we don't have to let technology rule our lives. We can learn to manage it, folks. And trust me, taking back control of our mental space is worth its weight in gold. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that are going to help you tame that tech-induced stress monster. First up, we gotta acknowledge the elephant in the room. Constant connectivity is a modern myth. We don't actually need to be glued to our phones 24/7. Remember back when a phone call was a special occasion? Yeah, that feeling of anticipation and genuine connection, we can bring that back. It's okay to set boundaries with technology. Designate phone-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dinner table. You'll be amazed how much calmer those spaces become. Next up, mindfulness is your secret weapon. Think of it as a mental gym for your brain. Regular meditation and deep breathing exercises can help you stay grounded and focused even when the digital storm hits. There are tons of free apps out there that guide you through these practices. Think of it like this: if your phone battery is constantly drained, wouldn't you charge it up regularly? Well, your mental battery needs a recharge too. Thirdly, unfollow the negativity. Seriously, who needs all that stress-inducing content cluttering their feed? Take a good look at your social media accounts and ask yourself, is this making me feel good or just adding to my anxiety? If it's the latter, hit that unfollow button. You have the power to curate a positive online experience. Fourth point, embrace boredom. I know, it sounds crazy in our instant gratification world, but boredom can be a creative springboard. It allows your mind to wander and come up with new ideas. Try ditching the phone for an afternoon and engage in something unplugged: read a book, take a walk, paint, play a game. You might be surprised by what sparks your imagination. And lastly, remember that you're not alone. We're all navigating this digital age together. Reach out to friends, family, or even online communities for support. Sharing your experiences and learning from others can make a world of difference. Think about it, haven't we all felt the pressure to be always on? The constant notifications, the endless scroll, the fear of missing out, it can feel overwhelming. But here's the thing. You don't have to let technology dictate your mood. Imagine this. You're at a beautiful park surrounded by nature. Birds are chirping, the sun is shining, and you take a deep breath of fresh air. But then, you reach for your phone, scroll through social media for 10 minutes, and suddenly, you're back in that mental whirlwind of emails, news alerts, and endless comparisons. You've missed out on truly experiencing the peacefulness of the moment. Sound familiar? This happens to all of us. It's easy to let technology pull us away from the present moment and into a spiral of anxiety. But by consciously managing our tech use, setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, and prioritizing real-world connections, we can reclaim those moments of joy, peace, and genuine connection. Remember, folks, you have the power to choose how technology impacts your life. Don't let it become the villain in your story. Take charge, manage your stress, and rediscover the beauty of being present in this moment. Want to dive deeper? Share your thoughts on our social media page. What are your biggest tech-induced anxiety triggers? How do you manage them? Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Your Phone is the Villain. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.